Chapter 83. The Major's phone rang and he answered it. It was Pritchard.
Alan, where are you?
Asked the director.
In a lay-by about half a mile from RAF Northolt, said Gannon.
GCHQ have managed to get a fix on Hurst's phone, and they've patched a live feed through to Thames House, and we're looking at it now. He was in Notting Hill and is now en route to the A40, clearly in a vehicle. The assumption is that he is following the DEA.
What about the rest of his team?
GCHQ are still looking at the numbers that Javier called, but Hurst's is the only one we are tracking at the moment. I can't see any way of getting this feed to you in the short term, so I'll have to stay in touch via the phone. The good news is that we obviously know where he's going.
Do we know what vehicle he's in?
I'm afraid not, but the DEA will almost certainly be in a white Ford Explorer, which shouldn't be too hard to spot. I suggest you start driving east along the A40 with a view to intercepting Hurst.
Agreed,
said the Major. He ended the call. Luke, the guardsman, was behind the wheel of the Range Rover, while Kevin Reynolds and Ricky Coleman were in the back seat. Like soldiers, the world over, Reynolds and Coleman had grabbed some sleep, resting their heads against the windows and snoring softly. They woke up as Luke put the car in gear and pulled into the traffic, heading east into London.
What's the story, boss?
Asked Coleman, immediately awake and alert.
Hurst is on the way. We're going to try to intercept him.
About bloody time, said Reynolds.
He had his CQB carbine on his lap, and he began checking its action. Coleman and the Major also had CQB carbines. Hurst wouldn't give up without a fight, so they needed the heavy firepower.